So let's finish out by hearing about your 64-year-old lady who had an ALK rearrangement.
Okay, so this is a young, very healthy woman who had an incidentally detected stage 1 lung cancer and underwent an appropriate surgery for a tumor that was ALK rearranged by immunohistochemistry and subsequently confirmed by next-generation sequencing. So by all predictive measures, she should have been cured with the surgery alone. By the time of her first scan, she had recurrent cough and widespread disease. Her PET scan showed nodal disease, intrathoracic disease, bony metastases. Interestingly, at that time, alectinib had a second-line approval, and she was started on crizotinib. I think similar to my description earlier of our very informed oncogene-driven patients who understand if they don't tolerate crizotinib, they can receive alectinib. She was immediately intolerant of crizotinib and within a week on alectinib. I saw her shortly after starting alectinib. I always see patients within 3 weeks for a toxicity check, and she looked very well. Her cough had nearly resolved. Her breathing was better, but she described some fatigue and some large muscle weakness. So my usual follow-up for patients on alectinib at that time, it was still a new drug to me, was just a blood count and liver function test. But due to her symptoms, I added on a CPK. So she had a mildly elevated bilirubin and a markedly elevated CPK. And I'd say that's probably the most common dose adjustment requiring toxicity I see on alectinib is an elevated CPK from myositis. So she was held for a few days and restarted with a dose reduction and has had a fairly durable and nice response in her cancer with improvement in her myositis.
So she had pain in her muscles?
She had tenderness in her muscles and just the feeling of fatigue and weakness.
And is that something that you said that you see commonly? I've never heard of it.
We do see it fairly commonly with alectinib.
And most of them, the patients have pain also, or is it just?
It's variable. Some it's just fatigue. Some feel pain or just weakness in the large muscles. We also see this with osimertinib, although less commonly.
Wow, that's really interesting. What's her current situation?
She's doing great. She remains on alectinib with a very, very nice partial response.